now.
Brother, what's up?
This is a deep recording, man.
Yeah,
I can dig it.
Stop right on.
Mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother.
All right. Good evening and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Evan, can you believe it, man? It's only 48 hours, man.
It's only 2 days. And here we are live on the radio, proving we make no sacrifices. We don't take vacation. What'd you say?
You know, man, it really, you know, I think it's important that we're here. And we are. But I want to, how you doing, man?
Oh, I'm doing great. We were just talking about it, but I done got boosted. Got that Moderna shot. So two Pfizer, one Moderna. The chemistry, the biological interaction between these vaccines will provide me untold power.
You know, man, I was watching in the city of Milwaukee, we've got a new interim mayor.
Yeah.
And I know the young man and have known him for quite some time, and he is a good guy. He's a good young man. Mayor Tom Barrett was the mayor for over 17 years. And he is going to, where is he going, man? He's going to, why can I not remember the place he's going? I'm sure you'll find that for me. He's going to become an ambassador.
An ambassador to Luxembourg, yes.
To Luxembourg. I had Luxembourg on the tip of my tongue.
Never been there.
And so that is what is going to be happening. And you know, this young man.
Yeah, Cavalier Johnson.
Cavalier Johnson has now stepped into the mayor, the interim mayor in the city of Milwaukee, and 35 years old, graduate of UW-Madison, smart, bright young man.
Just a baby.
Yeah, man.
I don't mean to undercut him. You know, here we are. You're saying all the right stuff. I'm making jokes at the wrong time.
No, man. No, you're not. He's to handle the position that he's going to be in, the largest city in the state of Wisconsin.
It'd be like me being mayor.
Yeah, the heart of the state. He is now the guy who is presiding over that. And he's a person of color. And I don't have to tell you that there's a lot of things going on in this city right now with that young man now sitting at the helm of the city. I wish Cavalier Johnson luck. I know the young man from the inside out, and we wish him all the luck in the world because he's going to need it. Let me get into a story that, you know, is going around the country right now, and that's today. A Minnesota jury found police officer Kim Potter guilty of first and second degree manslaughter in connection with the fatal shooting of Dante Wright. I don't know if you remember this, you know, but this past April, mm-hmm. Wright was pulled over by police officers in Minnesota for having a, you know, his tag was not up to date. And an air freshener, what really caught their eye, the police officer's eye, Evan, was an air freshener was hanging down from the rear view.
A story as old as time. Yeah, yeah, one of those classic, oh, it's obstructing your view, but this is something they save basically for this purpose. Let's harass a young person. You know, they're up to no good. We're going to use this. They do it constantly.
So you think about this. Had they not pulled this young man over you know, this air freshener hanging down from, you know, his rearview mirror, which I have one right now.
Me too. Yeah, yeah.
Hanging down from the rearview mirror. And they noticed then that, you know, his license plate was expired. That, you know, not that he was creating any havoc or reckless driving or they smelled marijuana coming. Just the fact that he was a guy of color, mm-hmm, and that he had that, and that gave them reason to stop him.
Yeah.
Now look at what it led to.
Yeah.
Was it worth it?
This is from the Denver Post. The mostly white jury deliberated for about 27 hours over 4 days before finding former Brooklyn Center officer Kim Potter guilty of first degree and second degree manslaughter.
Manslaughter.
Yep.
Now,
she's facing 7 years, but the prosecutors are going for more than that.
So as I watch this woman, she certainly is remorseful now. And she was remorseful, you know, even going back to when this occurred, I saw her say, and I believe her.
Yeah, yeah.
She wasn't a person standing up and saying, well, I had a right to do it. And, you know, he was wrestling. He was trying to get away. Yeah. And she wasn't like what you see so often with officers who kill, you know, people. She knew that this was, and I got to say to you, man, if you ask me if I believe that she did this, you know, intentionally shot and killed this young man, I would say, no, I don't believe that.
I'm right there with you.
Okay. But, you know, this young man is gone. At 20 years old, he'll never get a chance to live a life. She has to pay a price because it can't be, oh, I killed you. Oops, I'm sorry.
Bingo, bingo. We can get really, really wrapped up in present-day politics on matters like this, but no, the buck stops there. A young man is dead because of negligent actions of Kim Potter. Period. Full stop.
Yeah, his family will never get to see him grow up. He'll never get a chance to live a life. And you can't say, even though I said this, I the lady was remorseful. She is a broken person because all throughout this she suffered. She's been apologetic. And your heart even goes out to her. But, you know, she did it.
And let's be real here. And she has a life after prison.
Yeah, yeah, she does. But there are people on the right who are now saying that she was railroaded. This is why I was talking the other day about what do people, when people say I'm too hard on Republicans. You know, no compassion for Dante Wright, the fact that he's dead at 20 years old and didn't have to be. But again, this goes back to what did he do? Well, the first thing they noticed was the air freshener hanging from. I mean, what is that to even? I know they need an entree. Into harassing people.
Yeah.
But For heaven's sakes, man, who creates that kind of a law that says you can pull people over? And what law enforcement is saying there is that we need a reason. You don't care what it is, that you have a right to pull somebody over because this is a law. And you know, you've got the people, Evan, who say the law is the law. And so it's the law is the law. So there are no exceptions. So police certainly have a right to follow that law. That law is there. And if we don't follow that law, then we are subject to being pulled over. Well, common sense tells you and I and others that there's enough stuff going around, record-breaking killing all over this country, especially in urban centers.
Yeah.
Can't they find something more important to do than to pull somebody over for that?
They call it broken windows policing.
Yeah, broken windows policing.
But it's just, it, like you said, it's cover. It's cover to play Minority Report, to play gypsy that can look into the future, determine who's going to be a nuisance.
Yeah, but look at what it's led to.
Yes.
Look at what it's led to. And, you know, our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Man, I can't celebrate that this woman is going to jail.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, you know, I won't lose sleep over this trial because of it. This is the sort of accountability I grew up believing in. This is what I came to understand our justice system as, was what we saw here.
Yeah, but she did murder somebody.
And you can't
push that. So you can't have so much compassion for her that you bypass the fact that this guy, this young man is dead.
Because they have a higher standard. Police have a higher standard of care, to use a really weird analogy that, you know, for medical professionals.
Well, here's the other part of it. I can't get beyond the fact that there were three other officers there. Three other officers there. And they didn't pull their guns. She pulled hers. We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back. What do you say?